U.S. troops battled inside Baghdad today. An armored column invaded one of President Saddam Hussein's palaces along the south bank of the Tigris River, then blasted its way to the bombed-out Ministry of Information. After a day that resounded with sounds of bombs, artillery, and automatic weapons fire, the fighting subsided noticeably with the coming of night. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from the capital, a city at the center of today's military action, yet cut off from the world.
Far from liberated, Baghdad feels claustrophobic. All day long, the sound of rockets, anti-aircraft guns, and artillery pressed in from all directions. The fog of sand and smoke from the oil fires lit by the Iraqis enveloped the city. Drivers who dared to venture out couldn't see what was going on just a few blocks down the road. Families had no idea how relatives and friends were faring because phone lines remained cut. Early this morning, reporters at the Palestine Hotel saw American troops for the first time. Four Bradley fighting vehicles suddenly came around the bend on the opposite side of the Tigris. There was an exchange of fire. An ammunition dump exploded. Iraqi troops ran for the river, some still in their underwear. Two raised their hands and gave themselves up. The clouds then moved in, blocking the view. With gunfire just a few hundred yards away, Iraq's information minister said the American troops had failed to penetrate the city and had been slaughtered. "Be assured," he said, "Baghdad is safe, secure, and great." The largely deserted streets and constant sound of small arms and mortars testified to a different reality. To the north of the river which divides Baghdad, soldiers who'd been manning trenches disappeared. A quick bus tour organized by the information ministry took reporters to the south of the river, close to where the Americans had been. Militias and clusters of Iraqi troops armed with rocket-propelled grenade launchers could be seen, but the tour didn't go far afield. Perhaps the driver was scared. Perhaps the government minders did not wish us to see Iraqi defenses. Or perhaps they did not want to show embarrassing evidence of the Americans who officially aren't in Baghdad. The International Committee of the Red Cross reports the number of Iraqi casualties is now so high hospitals have stopped keeping count. At Al-Kindi, the only hospital their workers were able to visit, doctors are exhausted. The hospital is understaffed, as many can't reach it because of the fighting. Saddam Hussein appeared on television yet again, surrounded by senior officials, but once again it was impossible to say when the silent footage was shot. Those who listen to Iraqi TV or radio, now mostly radio since electricity is out, are inundated with official denials of U.S. advances. This and the sound of fierce battles has created confusion. Should they wish to, Iraqis are not ready to stand up to the regime yet. Most often, questions posed to Iraqis are answered with questions. What's going on? What do you know? Where are the Americans? How long will this go on? How long do you think the Americans will stay? There's a weariness and a wariness. Those who dare to admit they hate Saddam Hussein often voice suspicion about American promises of liberation. They hear reports the U.S. might stay in Iraq for years. They say they don't want to be ruled by a foreign power. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.